hypnotism, and astral projection. Dr. Thomas Garrett, a therapeutic hypnotist who pioneered in the treatment of shell-shocked soldiers in the First World War, told me of an outstanding experience he had had with one of his private patients. The young man, son of a famous Broadway playwright, came to Dr. Garrett emotionally upset over a broken romance. He submitted to hypnotism and told Dr. Garrett that he and his former fiance, who was a student at Wellesley, had had a falling out over some trivial matter and she had returned his ring. Dr. Garrett, on impulse, told the hypnotized young man he could visit the woman he loved and see if he could determine how she now felt about him. Dr. Garrett explained he had the power to leave his physical body in his astral form and travel direct to Wellesley, to the sorority house where the young lady was residing. There was a moment of silence. Then the entranced subject announced that he was standing in the hall, outside the girl's closed door. "Don't let that stop you," said Dr. Garrett. "You can pass right through the door. Go on in and tell me what she's doing." After another moment, the young man said, "She is at her desk, writing a letter." "That's fine," said Dr. Garrett. "Look over her shoulder and read to me what she is writing." Almost instantly, the face of the sleeping subject took on a surprised and delighted expression. "Why, she's writing to me!" "What is she saying?" demanded Dr. Garrett, picking up a pencil. The young man then read to Dr. Garrett several word-for-word paragraphs to the effect that his sweetheart was sorry for her part in the lover's quarrel, was asking forgiveness, and expressing the hope for a reconciliation. The young man became so excited that he tried to embrace the girl, and the reaction on his physical body was such that Dr. Garrett quickly brought him back from his astral adventure and woke him up with the suggestion that he would remember all that had transpired. Late the following day, this young man received a special delivery letter from his sweetheart, the very letter he had either astrally or telepathically perceived. Dr. Garrett has this letter in his files, together with the notations he had made, as reported by his entranced subject. There were only a few words of variation between the two. An even more fantastic-sounding hypnosis story can be found in Michael Talbot's epic work, The Holographic Universe, one of the best collections of source field investigations ever committed to the printed page. Talbot witnessed his father's friend Tom being hypnotized in the early 1970s by a professional. The hypnotist told Tom his daughter Laura would be invisible to him when he came out of trance. He then had Laura stand directly in front of her father. Tom apparently saw right through her body as he woke up and gazed around the room, and he also could not hear her giggling. The hypnotist then pulled a watch out of his pocket and quickly pushed it into the small of Laura's back, keeping it concealed in his hand so no one could have seen what it was, and asked Tom if he could see what he was holding. Tom leaned forward, as if staring directly through Laura's stomach, and said it was a watch. The hypnotist nodded and asked if Tom could read the watch's inscription. Tom squinted, as if struggling to make out the writing, and recited both the name of the watch's owner, which happened to be a person unknown to any of us in the room, and the message. The hypnotist then revealed that the object was indeed a watch, and passed it around the room so that everyone could see that Tom had read its inscription correctly. When I talked to Tom afterward, he said his daughter had been absolutely invisible to him. All he had seen was the hypnotist standing and holding a watch cupped in the palm of his hand. Had the hypnotist let him leave without telling him what was going on, he never would have known he wasn't perceiving normal consensus reality. I read this back in 1995, and it made a huge impression upon me. Tom's hypnotized mind could see right through his daughter as if she didn't even exist, and he could read detailed written inscriptions from a pocket watch. If true, this challenges everything we think we know about solid matter, and suggests there is a part of our minds with vastly greater capabilities than most of us are ever aware of. What we think we see may be nothing more than the product of a collective decision we're all making to see it that way, a form of mass hypnosis. Remember, we can walk, talk, and interact with the world under hypnosis, travel out of body and make accurate observations, and may or may not have any conscious memory of what we did after we are brought out of trance. We can also be given post-hypnotic suggestion to act, think, or behave a certain way after we wake up. These suggestions are apparently powerful enough to make a human being utterly invisible to us while we're in an otherwise normal state of consciousness. When we discover that ordinary people can be hypnotized like this, we typically write it off as the work of the subconscious mind. But we still don't understand what exactly this is or why it works. The subconscious seems to automatically obey hypnotic commands, generally without question, as if it were quite accustomed to hearing orders and acting upon them.